Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Jacksonville and metropolitan area and everyone else who is listening. We hope you had a great week and most of all, a great Father's Day to all of you that are fathers, will be fathers, or even had a father. And of course, everyone that was born had a father. We hope you had a great week. As I said, Angela will be here shortly, so she did not give her usual happy, happy, happy day, but it is a happy day. We have another co-host with us today. You've heard her before. It is Susan Curry on our team. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Howard. Nice to be here today.
Well, glad you are doing well and glad you're here with us. We got an exciting show today. And one of the things that's going to be so interesting is that we have a hot deal of the day, as we usually do, but it's something that we have never done before because it's an unusual circumstance with the seller. And that means that the house is only going to be on the market for one day. The homeowners cannot leave their home, so for showings on various days, and it's a hot market anyway. So we are going to have the house open. Susan and I are going to be there, and we're going to have it open for 6 hours today. And for 6 hours, we expect a lot of people to show up. This is not a marketing ploy to get lots of people to come and make offers. This is a situation that needs to occur. It's going to be for a house in Mandarin, in Greenland Springs, or Greenland Chase, I should say. So we're going to tell you all about it in our usual fourth segment of the show, but it's a very unique situation, a great house, and it's probably going to sell today because it's in a great community, and we already have people lined up to come. So you can come with your realtor or without your realtor, but stay tuned because it's a unique situation. So come and see the house, and you have to come with a mask. So if you don't have a mask, then we'll provide some, but please come with a mask. And if you can, please leave your children at home because we expect, or leave them in the car if you possibly can. We expect a lot of people to come and see the house because it's only open for 6 hours today from 11 till 5 o'clock. If people still continue to come, we will stay as long as people are showing up. How about that? Pretty unique, Susan, isn't it?
I know. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to be there, see all the people. It's a great house.
It really is. Yeah, the pictures will show it up, and I assume some of our listeners have already seen the pictures. Hey, what's special about today, as we usually do, and some of you do appreciate these people already, it's Bartender and Mixologist Day. Now, I don't usually thank these people because I'm not a drinker. So
I do.
You do.
I thank them.
And Angela does. She loves her margaritas.
Oh, I've had a margarita or two.
Are you? Okay. And something else that some other person that I never use is Beautician's Day. But I know they do a lot of good for a lot of people. So never had a beautician. Anyway, it's also, now this is an interesting one. It's Forgiveness Day. This is a day to call, email, or visit someone to open your heart, reestablish a connection. Or if you're someone that needs forgiveness from someone else, ask them for forgiveness. So it could be on both ends. Ask for forgiveness or forgive someone else. But I want to say, when I read about this, I thought, why do you need a special day for that? It could be any day of the year. But if you've been thinking about forgiving someone, or you need to be forgiven for something that you have done, why not do it today? You know, it may be a long-lost friend. It may be a relative. Give them a call and say, you know, I did something wrong for you, or you did something wrong to me, call them up, reestablish that relationship. Forgiveness Day. What do you think about that, Susan?
I think it's a nice idea.
It is. Yeah it is. It's also Global Smurf Day. How about that? Now, the reason that it's Global Smurf Day, it's because it's the birthday of a man named Pierre Culliford. He was the creator of Smurfs way back in 1958, where Smurfs made their first appearance.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't born yet.
Yes, I was. I was a mere 4 years old. I was never into Smurfs, but Smurfs have been... they started out as a comic strip, then was a doll, and then, of course, made multiple movies and cartoons. It's also Great American Campout Day. Now, you don't have to go to a campground. You can camp out in your backyard. I remember when I was a kid, I camped out several times in my backyard. Parents came out and gave me some food in the middle of the night, and we had flashlights and little pup tents. They don't have pup tents anymore. At least they don't call them that. Did you ever camp out when you were a kid?
So many times, hundreds of times.
Really?
Two out west trips.
Really?
I mean, the best part of camping is making s'mores. So you got to also have that fire and marshmallows.
Yeah. But now that I'm older, now I don't do it in tents. Now I have a motorhome. So Angela and I, sometime when we retire, we'll be camping out around the country. How about that? And if you can't do it during the day, during the night, then... have a picnic, because today is also the Great American Picnic Day. How about that? Now, this is the strangest one that I've ever read before. And why do you need to have a day for this? It's International Ragweed Day. Why on earth do you need to have a day for ragweeds? Because it gives people sneezes and allergies. Why do you need a day for ragweeds? I don't get it. Susan, you get that?
I don't get it. I don't know about that.
Maybe
one.
It's a day to stay away, to remember, stay away from ragweeds. I don't get it. Now, here's one I like, and maybe you'll like it too. National Celebrate Your Marriage Day. Now, I know you're not married, but you were married, and it gave you three wonderful children out of it. So maybe it is a day to celebrate marriage.
Of course, absolutely.
Now, Angela's not here. She will be here soon, and hopefully she's listening because she's on her way in to National Celebrate Your Marriage Day. Oh, she's walking in.
There she
just
is. We're just talking about
hear that.
You.
We were just talking about you. Angela, it is National,
my ears are ringing.
National Celebrate Your Marriage Day.
Yay, honey.
So I want to say that I want to celebrate my marriage to you for this almost 3 years now.
Wow, where does the time go?
How about that? So we'll give you time to put your headset on, celebrate your marriage day. And another thing that I really like, but only a certain kind, it's National Chocolate Pudding Day. And here's what I want to say. Forget about that store-bought instant pudding or the ones that come in those little cups that was instant. It was not the kind that you boil on the stove and then let it harden in the refrigerator. That's the only kind of chocolate pudding that's really good.
The kind that makes a little film on the
yes,
top.
That's right.
I
eat the bottom part first and eat the film last because that's the best part. And if anybody disagrees with me, let them call. What's the number to call?
222-TALK to me. You have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255. And, of course, that's area code 904 because we're Duval.
That's right. Now, here's another one. The one last one that we'll talk about today is Tropical Cocktail Day. So, Mai Tais. Anybody like Mai Tais?
Yeah,
all
sure.
Right.
Now,
take them all. As I said earlier, I don't drink, so they're not my ties. They're all your ties.
Oh,
all right.
My God.
And before
he's
the break,
so
we got
corny.
One more thing to say, which is so serious now. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the friends and families of all those who lost people during the collapsed building in Miami today.
Yes.
So just, you know, take a moment to think about that and... And we got more to talk about here on Real Estate Radio with Angela, with Susan, and here with Howard. We also have a contest, so stay with us, everyone. We got lots more to talk about, some interesting stuff, and stay with us. We will be right back.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. Did y'all see the blue sky outside? Like, I am stoked. I'm so happy that it's a beautiful day because we're doing open houses today. And I'm really happy about that. I'm super excited. And it's better when people come when it's not raining. Although they do come either way, but I think they enjoy themselves more when the sun is shining and coming through the windows and they can see how light and bright and pretty houses are.
Yes.
And the grass is looking really green because all the rain we've had.
Yeah.
Our liquid sunshine.
Yeah, we got two open houses today. You're going to be at one from 11 to 1. Susan and I are going to be at one from, Susan's going to be there 11 to 1. You're going to leave the one from 11 to 1 and come with me at the one that I mentioned in the first segment, I should say.
I didn't hear you. Sorry.
You were driving along?
I was talking on the phone with the customer.
Oh, yes. Well, that's good. You're always talking to customers.
That's my joy.
Or talking on the radio.
Yes.
You missed him talking about you and me having margaritas.
Oh, are we going to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's National Cocktail Day.
Ah, yeah. Yay.
And bartenders, and celebrate to bartenders and mixologists.
Mixologist. I haven't heard that term in a while.
How about that? Hey, we have a contest today. Susan, what's the contest?
Okay. Countrywide, during the pandemic in the first quarter of 2021, what percentage of single-family homes are new construction? We'll take plus or minus 1% as the winner.
All right.
Okay, y'all, call in. You know the number, 904-222-TALK, which is 8255. So 222-8255.
All right.
Call in to win.
And I didn't know the this was a tough one. And I don't know whether you can ask Suri and Suri will find the answer, but I'm sure some of you are on your phones now asking Suri. Some of these are a little obscure that I come up with. Kind of like the Van Wees.
You're an obscure kind of guy.
Yeah, the Van Wees come up with obscure questions as well.
Well, you know, it's nice though because it makes you think about what's going on, and in our case what's going on in the housing market, and you know, it builds conversation. So I love when you do the obscure.
Okay. Speaking of contests, by the way, I sent out yesterday several gift cards that I had been late on sending out. So those of you that have won contests in the past and have been waiting for your gift cards, Publix will be happy to know that they will that they sold several gift cards this week because of me and because of our listeners who called in. So they are being sent out.
That's awesome.
So, Angela, now that you're sitting comfortably in the studio.
All calm down, ready to talk.
Okay. And now that you're no longer speeding in your car to get to the
studio. I did not speed, Howard.
You did not speed?
No.
Okay. Well, good. Tell us what happened in Northeast Florida this past week.
According to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 885 offers got accepted. That number's up 3% from last week. And 601 new homes came on the market. That number's down, but not too much, just 4%. And 281 of the 601, that's 47% now, they're already under contract. So 47% of what came on the market is gone.
Yeah.
Y'all got to move quick. If you see something come on the market, you need to get to it as fast as you can.
And remember, some of these actually came on the market like yesterday.
Right.
So they didn't have, you know, days to sell. So.
Right, right, of course. All right, so 69 of the 601, they actually went under contract on their first day being on the market. So they only have one day. And 670 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say, congratulations. So that number is up 6% from last week. So a lot of closings happening. It's very exciting. You know, Howard, you and I and Susan and Rob, everybody on our team anyway, our number one goal is home ownership. We want people to own houses because it is part of the American dream. And every time I see these numbers and they're strong, even though it's not the same market we've been in before, these numbers say that nothing's going to get us down and we're still going to buy houses.
Yeah,
and we love it.
You know, it's not only part of the American dream, it's part of building long-term wealth. I mean, you hear about house prices going up. It is part of building long-term wealth. And, you know, you hear rents are going up. Well, homes, I mean, your mortgage doesn't go up. I mean, the tax portion of it may go up a bit.
As long as you don't have an adjustable rate mortgage.
Yes. Well, hardly anybody's doing that anymore.
True, because the interest rates are just at historic lows, so there's no need to.
I mean, I look forward to the time. I mean, you and I have some rental properties together, but you know, your mortgage on your house, I mean, you purchased the house before we got together, or before we were married, I should say. But your mortgage is going to be paid off in just a few years, and my rental properties, most of those are paid off, and we're going to have income for retirement. And best of all,
and
for
see,
most
that's
of,
part of the American dream, isn't it? Right there. It's not just home ownership, but
income.
It's passive income and, you know, ready to retire. Because guess what? Realtors don't have retirement plans.
But for most people that don't have rental income, there's a point in their life when if they get their mortgage paid off, it's like,
sigh of relief.
Right?
Because
at some point, they're going to retire. They're going to have less income. But then their mortgage is paid off, and they'll have less expenses. It's just a great thing.
It is a great thing.
It really is. Okay. So what happened with interest rates?
Well, let me tell you. So just know that the rates are still all around 3%. The 30-year rate rose 0.09% to 3.02%. And during this same time last week, the rates were at, last year. I read that wrong, sorry, were 3.13%. Interestingly, reports are that it fell by the end of the week.
Yeah, so
right?
When we give the reports each week, it's the Freddie Mac top 25 lenders. And it's an average taken on Wednesday of the week. So
yes. Now, the 15-year rate rose 0.1% to 2.34%. And this time last year, the rate was like 2.59%. And just like the 30-year rate, it actually fell by the end of the week yesterday.
Yeah.
It keeps happening magically,
right? But think about that again. 2.34%. I mean,
that's awesome.
It's just absolutely yes. incredible.
Yes. I got an offer in the mail for 1.75% on a 15-year.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Absolutely
the
crazy.
The FHA 30-year rate, it's around 2.75%. And as always, you guys need to stay tuned for the Van Wees because they're so brilliant. They know what's happening in the marketplace, and they're watching the Fed to see what they're doing.
Okay.
So stay tuned after us for them.
Hey, we came back after the break, but we need to restate the contest.
Okay.
So, Susan, what's the contest again?
Countrywide, during the pandemic in the first quarter of 2021, what percentage of single-family homes are new construction? And we'll take either plus or minus 1%.
Yeah. Now, we don't expect people to absolutely know this. So just call in with a guess. And when you call in with a guess, then we'll tell people whether it's higher or lower.
Oh, and then we'll help the next callers.
Yes. So don't wait. If you don't know, just call in with a guess. And if it's wrong, then help the next person. Because we're all in this together, folks.
We're in everything all together, aren't we?
Yeah.
We are one people.
We're one people.
We're one people.
We're one people.
We're one people.
It takes a village.
It takes a very large village.
It takes a very long village.
No, large village.
A large
Not village. Long. Large. Uh-oh. Yeah.
You know what we're going to talk about the rest of the show? We got some things. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we said we're going to have a segment on, is that room really a bedroom? And I don't think we ever got to talk about that. We just ran out of time. So when we come back after the next break, we're going to talk about, is that room really a village?
We don't have time to do that now?
Oh, I don't know. Do we have time to do that now? It is...
Depends upon how slow
let's do that.
You talk.
You know, just you or a seller can call a bedroom and have a bed in it. Well, that doesn't mean that we can advertise it as a real or what we call a conforming bedroom. As the saying goes, size matters. Now, here in the metropolitan area, the room must be at least 70 to 80 square feet with a minimum width of 7 feet. Also, at least half of the square footage must have a ceiling of at least 7 feet high. So if it's a slanted ceiling, like in some lofts or attics, that part that's less than 7 feet isn't counted in the square footage. Also, the room must have a closet, and the closet square footage does not make up that 70 to 80 minimum square foot room size. But there's more.
That's true. The room doesn't have to have four walls, so it could be triangular shaped.
We don't see that very often, but that's
sometimes
cool.
True.
But the room must have two means of exit in case of a fire, like a door plus a window, and the window must be able to open, and the window must be a minimum of 5.7 square feet. The room must also have a heat and cooling source, which could be a window unit, as long as the window area left is still 5.7 square feet. And a space heater or a fireplace will not qualify.
Pretty specific there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So rooms that don't qualify often may be called dens or offices, storage rooms, storage closets, finished attics, nurseries, playrooms, studies, homework rooms, sewing rooms, or hobby rooms. And as we mentioned last week, some people call it their CBC, Costco Bulk Closet.
I have one.
You sure? We do. And it is getting full all the time.
Yep. So if you do have one of these rooms and you're using it as a bedroom, just so that we're not falsely advertising, it needs to be described as non-conforming bedroom. So when you look out on the MLS, people say, oh, I have four bedrooms, but check and see whether they're all conforming or not.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yep.
So I wonder how many people out there have a CBC.
Oh, probably a lot of people have a CBC.
Yeah. A Costco bulk closet.
Especially it doesn't have to be from Costco. It could be from anywhere.
With their supplies like paper towels and bathroom tissue. We don't want to get in that situation.
Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to have a, hey, thought you'd like to know. Also a, wish you had a realtor story. You got to stay tuned for that one. It's a really interesting one. Yep. And also, we want people to call in with the contest. All right? Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back also to answer your questions.
Talk Radio, AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Even as the search continues for possible survivors in the rubble of a collapsed condominium building, a 2018 engineering report now says the oceanfront condo that collapsed near Miami had major structural damage. A report was released by the city of Surfside, even as the rescue work continued. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava is stressing that they are remaining focused for now on finding survivors in the collapsed building. They're trying to find any sign of the 159 people who remain unaccounted for. It's known at least four people were killed. Plans to put more money into rebuilding the nation's roads, bridges, and other infrastructure could give companies with ties to the construction industry a solid foundation for growth. In Washington, talks continue on a bipartisan plan to spend some $973 billion on infrastructure. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and a question we often hear is how does a local store like Underwoods stay viable against national or international competition? And we have a simple answer. At Underwoods, we've never wanted to be the biggest. What we've always tried to be is the best. If you take this approach, there's some things that come to mind immediately, like fine quality merchandise bought by our experts and high levels of service delivered by a staff of professionals that are helpful and know what they're doing. Then there's some things you don't really think about, like the finer a gemstone, the more rare it is. And these gems are not mass-produced or repeatable because they were made by God millions of years ago, so they don't always fit into the big multi-store national merchandising schemes. At Underwoods, we buy these finer, rare gems and create jewelry pieces that'll become the heirlooms of tomorrow. These kind of pieces are available right now at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Make someone's day with a little help from Hewn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Hewn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Hewn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at hewnflowers.com. Hewn Flowers, making memories since 1945.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Partly sunny today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 86. Tonight, slight chance of showers with temperatures dropping to 74. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, showers and thunderstorms possible and a high of 87. And for the rest of the week, Monday through Friday, showers likely with temperatures reaching into the low 90s.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. I see a little dark cloud rolling in, but I'm not going to let that affect me because we have a day full of open houses. And we're so excited. We want everybody to come out and see these houses because, you know, you have to do things pretty quickly in today's market or they won't be there. So if you don't get out this weekend to try to see the houses, they won't be there. And the one that we're doing the 6-hour open house for, it's only going to be on the market today. Just today.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
So.
All right.
We know we're going to get customers. It's not a problem, but it will be gone today. All right. So don't wait till tomorrow.
Hey, nobody's called in with the contest yet, so let's remind everybody what it is. Mm-hmm. And it's one that I think somebody's just going to guess.
Right.
So what is it, Susan?
Countrywide, during the pandemic in the first quarter of 2021, what percentage of single-family homes are new construction?
All right.
Mm.
All right. I'll tell you this. It's more than 15%.
Ooh,
it's less than 85%.
You're giving hints. Okay, y'all will call in 222-8255. Call in and guess. And we are talking about the percentage of new construction in the first quarter of 2021, Howard.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's
hey, this is a segment I call Thought You'd Like to Know. There are 128 million households in the United States, 128 million. Now, of those, 148 million home improvement.
Did you mean to say 128 billion?
Million. 128 million
okay.
households in the U.S. We don't even have 128 billion people in the world.
Oh, well, can't okay. we have that many households anyway?
No, I don't think so. All right. We have 148 million home improvement projects are planned for this year, 2021. That's more than one per household. Now, these might include new flooring, new countertops, adding insulation, landscaping, painting, adding a deck, updating appliances that perhaps aren't broken, putting in new fans or new lighting, putting in a smart thermostat or smart lighting or even a smart doorbell. 148. That's almost one and a quarter projects per household. Did we do any this year?
You know what? I have a whole bunch in my mind, but we've been too busy working to actually do them. So they're planned but not executed.
Well, wait. We got one that's coming up.
Which
we've
one?
Got an electrician coming up to put up a lighting fixture.
Yes.
And we put lighting fixtures on the outside.
Yes, we did.
So that's two.
Look at there.
So that's two.
Okay.
All right.
So okay. here's what's happening.
Well, wait a minute.
Five.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right. You're going to do the next two, aren't you? I'm so sorry about that. Please proceed. My wife on this happy marriage day.
You're funny.
Celebrate your marriage day.
500 million home maintenance projects are planned for 2021. Things like replacing an aging roof or the air conditioning system prior to dying, having semi-annual air conditioning servicing, updating your plumbing or your electrical, servicing your garage door or your garage door opener.
So we got some home improvement projects.
And
then we got some home maintenance projects.
Right?
And now we got emergency. How many emergency projects?
79 million emergency projects are expected in 2021.
So what are those like?
Oh, it could be a plumbing leak, a roofing leak, a new water heater, a new AC. It just dies. You know, those are emergency projects.
Okay.
Yes.
And on a different note, Susan's got some things to tell us.
In May, countrywide, 70% of homes that went under contract were in a bidding war.
70%. Oh,
think
my
about
goodness.
That. That's just the crazy. Month of May, right?
Wow.
That's crazy.
Crazy. Also in May, countrywide, 54% of homes that sold, well, they sold over the listed price.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
Now think about this. A year ago, a year and a half ago.
2 years
it was
ago.
Rare.
Go 2 years ago.
2 years ago, it was rare that something sold over list price and equally rare that something was in a bidding war.
Well, you know, and here's what's interesting, too. When you have people who are trying to buy in today's market and they haven't bought a house in 15 years, their ideas of the way the process goes are the same way it went 15 years ago. So now I'm trying to say to them, oh, you got your closing costs paid for? Not happening. You came in under, you know, list price by like 5%? Not happening. you know, whatever. All the things that they did didn't happen. And so it feels like a really unfamiliar process, because it is. And we have to help people get acclimated to what to expect. And it's difficult. It's difficult if you didn't have that type of experience before, which no one has before what's going on right now, and trying to get them up to par, you know, as to what to expect and what they need to do to get the house bought. So what that's resulting in is the same buyer may write 10 contracts.
Yeah.
Because when they first start, they still want a deal. And by the time they're done, they're willing to overpay or pay over the list price, right? In spite of everything, and not care about appraisal or repairs or anything to make sure that they actually can secure a home for themselves. So everything changes on a dime, doesn't
yes.
it?
We need to educate them.
We do.
They need us for that.
That's yes, why we have this absolutely. Show also, to educate people.
That's why we started it.
And that's Howard. Why we have this segment that we've done, oh, probably 50 times over the last 9.5 years. This one we call, Uh-Oh, Wish I Had a Realtor.
Yes.
You know, we had a call from a listener a couple of weeks ago who listened to our show a few times. He's not a regular listener. And he heard about that we're talking about a great real estate market here in the Jacksonville metropolitan area. He decided to do a FSBO. Everybody knows what a FSBO is, a for sale by owner on his own, of course, without a realtor. So... yes.
Okay, well, here's what I want to say. He had not listened to any of the shows where we talked about the dangers of not having a realtor, right? Because my favorite line is, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's right, Angela. So the story is that he owned a tenant-occupied rental property, and he put it on the market for $200,000. A prospective buyer came by, also without a realtor, and that prospective buyer offered full price. Well, that's pretty good. And he offered a $2,500 binder, and the buyer was going to get a conventional loan from Vistar, a local lender, with 20% down and close in 45 days. Sounds good so far.
So far, so good.
The buyer had written up a simple one-page contract. Both of them signed it, the buyer and the seller, and the seller was given a $2,500 deposit check.
Okay. Earnest money.
Earnest money deposit. Sounds great, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe. We're realtors. We know better than that.
Yeah, we know a lot better. Red flag.
3 weeks go by, and the seller calls the buyer for an update. What's going on? Well, buyer didn't answer. No answer over the next 2 weeks. So the seller believes that the buyer has changed his mind. A month and a half later, the seller sells the home to someone else. The original buyer then calls a week or so later to say that he got turned down by Vistar because he couldn't come up with a 20% down payment, and now he wants his $2,500 binder back. The seller says, "No way. You didn't even contact me. You didn't tell me anything." And the buyer says, "Well, I'm going to get a lawyer and file a lawsuit."
Now, neither Howard nor Susan nor I are lawyers, so we don't play one on the radio either. But we can give you lots of advice about real estate and about this circumstance. There was a contract, but what did it say about financing and the binder if the buyer could not get the financing? Well, you have to question what it says. We use a very detailed contract. We would have gotten a pre-approval letter from a lender. We would have verified the proof of funds. We would have gotten full approval of the loan.
Or verified full approval of the loan. You know, the realtor could have helped in this situation. We never want to hear from one of our listeners ever say, "Uh-oh, wish I had a realtor."
By the way, in this case, we don't know what a judge would say since the contract didn't have a section on the subject. Also, the contract had actually expired since it was part of the closing date.
Since it was past the closing date.
Oh, past the closing date.
Yeah.
And the contract that realtor used says if a loan is declined, that the binder is returned to the buyer. But the buyer must apply within a certain number of days.
This is why you need a real contract that the buyers use, I mean, that realtors use. It's actually 10 pages long and talks about every particular situation that occurs. Again, we never want to hear you say, wish I had a realtor. This is a bad situation that occurred. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back and answer Bosco's call.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy Saturday. This hour is flying by. Bosco's on the phone. We want to hear what he has to say.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all. Good morning.
How are you?
Excellent. Up here in the Tennessee area, enjoying this nice sunshiny day
Boy, get around.
You do get around.
Yeah. Get around.
Well, you got to get home this week because I sent you your gift card.
Oh. Oh. Well, that's going to be sitting there.
Okay.
Now waiting for me.
There
All
you
right.
go.
Thank you, by the way. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. Thank
so
you.
So what's
for
your
listening.
Guess today? I assume you're calling in to guess our contest.
Yeah, so I was thinking about 16%.
It's higher than that.
It is higher than that.
Yeah, but good
That's
guess.
Fine.
Yes.
That's fine. I figure, you know, most things have a tendency to grow slowly
yes.
in an atmosphere that we're in, you know?
Yes. So, yes. Right.
Something better than nothing. Give somebody else something to work on.
There you go.
Well, we hope you're enjoying your time.
You're such
in
a
Tennessee,
team player, Bosco.
And wherever you are, on a given Saturday morning, we love that you are listening
yes.
on the internet or on your telephone on your telephone app. That's mm-hmm. right. Yeah, if ever you guys are not home and away, you can go to the WBOB app and listen live.
Yes.
And this is what I do, and I really enjoy y'all's program. You really liven it up, you know, you do.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate
it. Interesting.
You guys have a great day. I mean, everyone.
Right back at y'all.
All right, we've got Larry on the phone. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, this is just kind of pie in the sky, I guess.
Okay.
Quick question. Did you miss me?
Yes.
It's been a while since you called.
I'm going to say 30.
You're a little high.
Okay.
But thanks, Larry.
Ma'am, sir.
I said thank you for calling.
Yes, it may help somebody else.
All right, we appreciate it.
Team player. Love it.
Y'all be good.
All right, take care. All right, we've got to go to the...
Hot deals of the day.
All right.
Hot, hot, hot. Y'all want me to sing hot, hot, hot? I don't think so. You're the singer in our family.
We've got some good ones to talk about today. Angela, you're
up. I want to start with this amazing home that's in Whitmore Oaks, which is off of St. Augustine Road in Mandarin. So Whitmore Oaks, it's the address is 5345 Gage Oaks Drive. And this home, it's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 2,168 square feet. That's a lot of square feet for a 3-bedroom. This home was built in 2014. It has been meticulously maintained. I mean, it is as good as new and maybe better because you already have the blinds and all that stuff installed. So anyway, today I am going to be at the open house from 11 to 1. This home is value priced at $375,000. The backyard is fenced. I mean, everything is move-in ready. Neutral paint colors. There's really, absolutely no objections. So come out, see me today, and let's write an offer on this amazing home. Let's make it your own.
Okay. I've got one to talk about that is very, very unique in the way that we are selling it, but very, very unique in the home itself. First of all, it's in a very, very desirable community, Greenland Chase.
Oh, boy.
Houses in there sell very, very quickly.
Within 2 days.
Yes, it's off of Greenland Road. How would you like to get a home that the rooms are all very, very large?
Yes. Okay?
How would you like to get a home where not only is there a master suite, but another bedroom that has its own bathroom?
Yes.
Yes. So it's 3 bedrooms, 3.5 baths.
Yes.
With a fenced-in yard.
Yep.
With a 2-car garage, with beautiful tree out front that gives you so much shade so that the electrical costs are down. Open floor plan. It has not only an office, but it has a lanai upstairs. I mean, not a lanai, a loft upstairs.
Yes.
It's almost 2,400 square feet. There's no CDD fee there. The HOA fee is only $610 a year, and it still has amenities. There's a community pool, but the house is laid out so incredibly well.
You know what's the best feature? I think
that
the master takes up the owner's suite, as we call it properly now. It takes up the entire half of a house upstairs, from the front to the back. You got the bathroom and then this really ginormous oversized bedroom, 2 walk-in closets that are so spacious, each owner feels like they are the king and the queen.
Well, I like that it has a front porch that you can sit in.
Yeah, it's charming.
It's it's covered front porch, and it has an area in the back that you can sit in. Mm-hmm. 2 walk-in closets in the master bedroom, so you don't have to fight. We know the woman gets the bigger one because that's just the way it is.
Well, duh.
Yeah. And in the master bathroom, there's a separate water closet. How about that?
Yep.
So you have some privacy. The floor plan is so easy. They're granite countertops. Walk-in pantry. There's a breakfast bar for seating.
The kitchen's open to the family room and the everyday dining. And then there's also a formal dining.
Yeah. The house was built in 2007. The HVAC was replaced in 2019. There's storage under the stairs. There's a linen closet, a security system. Great amenities in this community. Now, the unique part about selling the home is that it's only going to be available for sale one day. That's
for showings.
Today for showings, which means essentially one day for sale. 11 to 5. If people are still coming, we'll stay there longer.
Absolutely.
So it's expected that it will sell today.
We expect multiple offers. We'll make a decision by tomorrow. But the people can only leave their house one day due to some situations with the family. Anyway, they can only leave for one day, and that's why we're doing a one-day showing.
One-day sale.
So you got to come today. The house is priced at $360.
Yep.
Which is very reasonable for the neighborhood. Again, the house is 2,400 square feet. The address is 6270 Devonhurst.
Yes.
And
the other thing about the amenities, you mentioned that there's a pool, but there is more than a pool. There's a volleyball. There's a playground. There's a soccer field. There's all sorts of things. So this neighborhood is so popular because Greenland Road, when you leave it, you head right up 9B. So, I mean, you can be anywhere super duper fast.
It's very close to 95. It's very close
like
to
Phillips
295.
Like at Phillips and Greenland. Yes.
Yeah. Really, really great neighborhood.
Yeah. Great location.
And the house is really nice. It's so livable. It's move-in ready.
Mm-hmm. And that the builder of that home is Providence, which is Bill Sellers, who's local. And just built like a tank. It's just so nice.
Yeah.
It's a great, great neighborhood. There's so many reasons why that neighborhood sells in 2 days.
Yeah. And don't you want one of your kids to have their own bathroom and a bedroom?
There's a teenage girl out there somewhere saying, buy that house for me.
Yeah. So there are three full bedrooms upstairs.
Yeah. A half bath down and the office is down. And the office, honestly, is the size of a bedroom. It's a full-size room. It just doesn't have a closet, so that's why we have to call it an office. But, you know, if you broke your leg and you couldn't go up the stairs, you could stay in that room.
You could.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So we'll be there again from 11 to 5 today.
Yes.
Oh, bring your mask.
Yes.
Okay? It's required to have masks.
COVID, where we're taking all COVID precautions, we still do that. You know, COVID's not gone from us yet. So wear your mask, bring your mask. You won't be allowed in the house without a mask.
Yes.
And we're going to take our shoes off, too, by the way.
Yeah, especially if it starts to rain. But we're going to have a 14-foot flag out front so you can't miss the house. We're going to have directional signs off of Greenland Road.
Yes.
So you can't miss it.
And I'm doing all that at my open house, too, in Whitmore Oaks. So I'm going to have the flag up. Thank you for putting that in my car.
Yes.
And directional signs will come off of St. Augustine Road. And I didn't tell you before, but the HOA fee at Whitmore Oaks, which is Gage Oaks is the house we're at, that's only $350 for the whole year.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's super inexpensive. All right.
By the way, the answer to the contest, which is what percentage of single-family homes are new construction during the first quarter of this year, is 26%. The year before, by the way, it was 20%. So it went up. So houses are being built, but there's still a big shortage. The Van Wees are on tap.
We just got two thumbs up.
They got two thumbs up for a great week. They're also going to tell you about what happened with interest rates, not mortgage rates, but interest rates. During the year, of course, they'll answer your questions because they, like us, are a call-in show. What
yes.
you learned today is that you need a realtor on your side.
Oh,
the
yes.
three of us are here to serve you. Angela's number is
465-3845.
Susan's number is
904-553-1578.
And my number is 687-8161. If you want to meet us in person, you can today at these various open houses. Angela is going to be at the house at
5345 Gage Oaks.
Okay. And Susan and I are going to be at the house
at